Ganda!
Talino!
Yaman!
Yummy!
Katropa! Katropa!
Siksi!
Liglig!
Malaman!
Aba! Patindi!
Fun Group Dynamics!
Oh, God! Oh, wow!
Drive My Car! Ah! If you know what I mean.
Tropang Radyo!
Tropang Radyo!
Tropang Radyo!
Yuyo mga katropa, it's 7:05. Oras na para sa tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si katropang Janine.
Ako si katropang Carl.
At ako si katropang Gian.
Ayan. So, umulan ba sa labas?
Hindi.
Basta ka na pawis.
Tumakbo ako mabunta dito.
Oo, humahangos si katropang Carl on a Monday evening. Para lang makapag-tropang radio. Delete ka, huwag kang...
Oo, na-late po
ako. Joke lang, ayan. Okay lang yan. Umabot ka naman sa OBB. Pwede na yan. Ayan, so, it's a Monday again. And, ikaw lang masaya. hindi masaya si Gian na Monday. Hindi ka masaya masyado na ha? Monday.
Masaya naman kasi, iba kasi... New day.
Parang hindi ka
panitin. Pero pagod ka.
Oo, oh, nakakapagod kasi.
Inato ka na.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Sige, i-wrap up na natin. Joke lang. Yon. So,
thank
for...
Thank you, Katropang Carl. Wala lang. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you for coming.
GN.
For running. Thank you, Katropang GN, for boarding kahit nato ka na. Ayan. So, for this week... Actually, for the past few days, sobrang dami nating na-experience na kung ano-ano mga pagbabago.
Pam, pam, pam.
Parang nakakatakot yung version. Banana. Or something.
Banana.
Oo. Maraming nangyaring pagbabago. And not everything is for the good, I think. But still, it's change. Change is change. So, for this week, and this week kasi ay transition week siya to another month, right?
Yes.
The month of?
Ano ha?
To the month of June.
Ano? Kasi May, after ng May, June. Guys.
Ang Hunyo. Enero.
Oh my gosh, Monday pa lang ganito ka na. Katropang Gian.
Pebre.
Katropang Gian, paano mo isusurvive yung week na to?
Oo nga. Ano
ay, nako.
Hindi, kaya niya yan.
Mm-mm.
Konting, mamaya pag nakatulog na siya, I think okay na siya.
Oo.
So, dahil nasa, ano ba, nasa line of change, maraming changes na nangyayari. We bring you this week, time for change.
Yeah.
So, maraming...
Magbago na kayo.
Oo naman. Aside from that, sa mga hindi pa nagre-repent dyan. Actually, yung buong linggo natin ay puno ng mga changing, shifting, transforming, mga ganon.
Mm-mm.
And for tonight, unahin natin ay yung konsepto ng changing tides. Kasi, I think pa-switch na din ng season, right?
Yes.
Kung napapansin nyo mga katropa, masyado nang maulan. Masyado nang maulan. Wow. Ako talaga nagme-measure.
Nagsisimula nang
umulan. Oo, nagsisimula nang umulan. Ayan. Though, nandun pa rin yung init pag umaga, tas medyo weird pag hapon kasi sticky, humid yung nangyayari kasi uulan sa gabi. Ayan. Pero,
yung kasi, transition period na hindi mo maintindihan kung mainit ba o maulan ba.
Exactly. So, yon. Kaya kaya nga fit na yung ating topic for the whole week. Ayan. So, for tonight, yun nga, nabagit ko kanina ay konsepto ng changing tides. Yon. So, first of all, nakapunta na ba kayo sa beach? To know what a tide is?
Yes.
I think.
I'm not sure. Uy, dun ka lumaki, malapit ka sa shoreline.
Oo. Ako, Manila Bay, nakita ko na.
So, okay. Okay. Pero nakapunta, mahilig ba kayo mag-beach, mga katropa? Actually, yung latter part of this month, di ba marami pa rin lumuluwas ng Manila to go to the beach.
Sinusulit. Tsaka, dun sa mga nag-transition na ng academic calendar.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Ayun. I mean, of course, lahat naman tayo siguro gusto natin pumunta ng beach. But can we afford it?
this is the question.
Time and money. Can we afford it?
So, nakapunta na kayo, di ba? Yes lang naman yung
sagot. Yes.
yung question ko first, are you the type are you the type to go diving and swimming and I don't know, kayaking and do all those things that you can do at the beach, or are you the type that are you the lingering watching type, walk by the beach type?
Yung creep.
Creeping. Ay, ano ka, crab?
What the?
Ano
yun? Yung creep na nakaupo lang doon na hindi naliligo.
Creep.
Ako yun.
Okay, so ikaw nga yung, I'll just sit here. You guys do what you had to do.
Hindi ako
mahilig. After 5 hours, I'm gonna be here.
Hindi ako mahilig maligo sa beach kasi ang sakit sa paa, yung mga rocks, yung sand, whatever. Uh-huh. And then yung mga jellyfish na minsan, I'd rather stay outside of the water.
Okay. Mm. But you like the beach?
Yeah.
Okay. Katropan Gian, how about you?
I'd go the extreme way, the adventurous way. But
nakapag ano ka na? Nakapag
diving?
Sky.
Parasailing.
Oh my god, hindi ko na parasailing.
I haven't.
I said sky.
Sky that's diving?
So, no, that's not.
I haven't done parasailing.
Okay.
Oo. Kasi
parachuting.
Nakakatakot siya. I mean, tsaka budget.
Oh yeah, yeah. Din.
Tapos, actually, adventurous, I mean, I'd rather go for the adventurous, pero kapag mataas ang araw, I'd rather be like Carl.
Mm-hmm.
I just see it
in
from afar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kasi masusunog katawan ko, yung skin natin, susceptible sa skin cancer.
Pero I think mas tough, I think tougher yung skin ng Asians kaysa Caucasians when it comes to melanoma.
Ah, yeah.
Kasi we are built for that.
Yes.
Ako
that's
naman,
our complexity.
Yeah. Ako naman, I think, ako, para ako si Katropang Carl in some way. I do like the beach. Yung konsepto na, wow, this is may dagat, ibang environment, iba yung hangin, di ba?
Mm-mm.
Iba yung scenery. Parang, tas parang feel na feel mo si God dun. Parang, wow, God, thank you. Ang ganda ng creation na to. Antindi,
true.
Oo. Pero hindi ako yung tipo ng tao na nag-snorkel, nagda-dive, nagsiswim. More of ano lang ako, wading on shallow waters. Ganyan.
Ayun, medyo shallow din naman ako.
Oh, pero kasi...
Takot kasi.
Oh, pero di ba lumalangoy ka? As in, nag-boating ka ba? Mga ganon.
Wala pa. Planning to.
Oh, yun.
Pero nagsusnorkel na.
Oh, yun. Pero na-try ko naman na yun, mga katropa. Na-try ko na mag-snorkel. And the jellyfish ako. All right. So, medyo hindi ko na siya inulit. And hindi ko alam, hindi ako talaga ang I have trust issues.
When sa it snorkel?
Hindi, sa water. Sa ocean, ganyan.
Creepy.
Kasi, di ba, parang you can't feel anything on your toes. It's so hard for me to get a grip of that feeling of not feeling anything solid.
Mm-mm.
Under your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, parang yeah. So more of a lingering on the beach type ako.
Mm-hmm.
Pero dahil nakapunta naman na tayo sa beach, napansin nyo naman siguro ang tides. No, I mean, hindi pa ako tapos.
Ang connection.
Punta
kayo sa beach,
napansin yung tides.
Oo, tama. Agad ko, diba?
Very ano siya. Uh-oh. Obvious siya kapag nandun ka nga. Kasi minsan pag gabi.
Kasi diba minsan,
tumataas ang baba ng water.
Or bumababa. Yeah.
Taas.
I feel like you're both mocking me.
No. Ako, I'm not.
Yeah.
Baka si
okay.
Car, and then, hindi nagmamock yan.
Minsan lang.
Anyway. Actually, ang question ko lang naman ay pa-shift dun sa ano.
Tide.
Sa konsepto ng tides. Kasi we have tides, right? And pag namamangka, I mean, ewan ko, nakapag boating na din ako for a while. Nag-inter-island na din ako once in my life. Oo, tapos high tide nung pauwi na kami. So parang, yes! Parang roller coaster yung boat namin. I feel like I'm gonna die, but thank you God, I'm still here. Yun, and yun, kasi pag-uusapan natin, changing tide. So what does the tide represent in our life? Parang ano yung representation ng tides sa buhay natin, right? So, siguro I'll go into something scientific muna before I pose the question. Kasi we know that, aware tayo na may high tide and low tide.
Yeah.
Pero yung actual label nun ay yung rising and falling of sea level caused by gravitational force. So basically yung gravitational force ay nanggagaling sa moon and sun. So kaya nagkakaroon ng tides. And mamaya itatanong ko sa inyo mga katropa, pero siguro mag-explain pa ako ng konting-konti lang pinagkaiba ng nip tide and spring tide kasi yun yung question ko.
May science lesson tayo.
Yes. Oh. I like this episode. Yan. So mamaya itatanong ko sa inyo yung konsepto. Ano yung moon nyo? Ano yung sun nyo na nagki-create ng gravitational pull? Muntik ko na masabi yung F nun. Gravitational pull sa waters nyo. So, yun yung i-explain ko at i-explore pa natin sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yo! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 16.2. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 16.2. Ikaw ako tayo sa
Yakan, Tausug, Bajaw, Ilanon, Jama Mapun, Kalagan. Kilala mo ba sila?
Sila? Oo naman. Sila lang naman ang ilan sa mga kilalang Muslim tribes sa Pilipinas.
Ah, yun pala. Galing. Ngayon, alam ko na.
Tara, Magsalam Radyo na. Abangan at alamin ang makulay na kultura at musika, isyu at advokasya ng Islam. Hatid sa inyo ng UP Institute of Islamic Studies.
Ito ang natatanging programa para sa Muslim, Islam at iba pa.
Salam Radyo! Tuwing Martes, alauna hanggang alas 2 ng tanghali.
Dito sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Inihahandog ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino o KWF ang gawad ulirang guro sa Filipino na isang taunang gawad na ibinibigay sa mga pili at karapat-dapat na guro sa Filipino sa bawat rehiyon. Ito ay bukas sa lahat ng gurong nagtuturo gamit ang wikang Filipino. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, tumawag sa 243-9855. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino o KWF sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Uy! Kaldereta! Paksiw! Sisig! Chapsoy! At daing na bamus! Busog na ako, pero ang dami ko paktira.
Huwag maging takaw tingin dahil sayang ang pagkain. Siguraduhin ang laman ng plato ay yung wasto lamang.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tropang Radyo!
Yo, yo, yo mga katropa, it's 7:18 in the evening. Nagbabalik tayo dito sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Gia.
Ako si Katropang Carl.
Ako si Katropang Janine. And we are still on our Time for Change week. And tonight we are talking about changing tides. At kanina na-introduce ko na. Naki-SFX, sobrang labo. Babatiin mo pala yung taxi driver mo kanina.
Ayaw. Si Kuya pong nakikinig ngayon na nagmadali siya para makarating ako dito. Hello po!
Gusto ko yung kumaway ka.
Gusto ko yung pangalan niya.
Gusto ko yung kumaway ka. Sana nakita ka ni Kuya dito. Na kumaway
ka. Kuya, umakaway po ako.
Sinabihan mo ba siya na makinig?
Actually, yung taxi driver daw yung nagtanong.
Sabi niya makikinig daw siya.
Oh, wow!
Pati daw yung DZUP balita, pakikinggan daw niya yun.
Wow! Good afternoon. Good evening.
Kalito? Baliw. Hoy, nasa tropa ka. Hindi, wala ka sa DZUP Balita. Sige, tropang Gian din po kasi mapapakinggan nyo sa DZUP Balita. From 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Yeah. Mondays to Fridays. Ayan, so punta tayo dun sa discussion kanina. Wow, discussion.
Teacher. Yung malalim na question.
Oo, wala pa dun sa malalim na question. In-introduce ko pa lang yung question ko. Yung context ng question. Kasi ganyan, di ba, na-describe nga natin yung high tide and low tide. It's caused by the gravitational pull of planets and other celestial
bodies. Paghihilaan ng mga...
Oh, sige, galingan mo yan, ha? it's actually caused by the moon and the sun.
Yeah.
And meron kasing, dahil constant naman yung sun at hindi gumagalaw, tayo lang yung Earth. Meron...
Actually, gumagalaw ang sun relative to the Earth.
Basta, huwag ka magulo. Relatively, pero hindi naman kasi natin na ano eh. Doon sa konsepto ng tides, hindi siya masyadong felt. Pero kasi dahil relatively constant, relatively
center siya.
Oh, relatively center siya ng solar system natin and nagre-revolve yung Earth sa Sun. Meron tinatawag na tidal bulge. So, yung face ng Earth na nakaharap
medyo
sa Sun.
Medyo nahihila.
Oh, meron akong teaching assistant. Meron ko TA. Ayun, nahihila yun. So, parang basically, kung yung part ng Earth or yung Pilipinas nakaharap ngayon sa Sun, kumbaga medyo nakabulge ng konti yung tides natin doon. Parang yun yung constant state niya. Mas kumbaga yung mga nakaharap sa yung bulge na yon, constant siya for the whole year usually. Unless dahil dadating na nga yung meron tayong satellite which is the moon na mas napupul pa yung tides natin because of that.
Galing.
So, yes, thank you guys. And meron tinatawag na neap and spring tide. Yung neap tide actually ay nangyayari yung pag naka right angle yung sun, earth and moon. Sun, earth, moon. Meron siyang right angle. So, basically parang corner yung earth, ganun. And yung spring tide nangyayari pag nag-a-align yung earth, moon and sun. So, nagkakaroon ng basically pag merong neap tide ay spring tide, sobrang taas ng high tide kasi nag-a-align lahat ng gravitational forces na nag-affect sa
sun.
So, yun. Ang question ko lang naman, mga katropa, ay ano yung constant but far gravitational pull nyo? In short, what is your sun that keeps your tides bulging?
Okay.
Ang hirap ba? Sorry.
That's for you to answer,
sige.
Carl.
I will try to answer.
And in relation to that, ano naman yung occasional force that stretches us too much? Which is the moon. Ano, kumbaga, in dun sa metaphorical sense, what is your moon in that sense? Mm-hmm. Na ano yung occasionally siguro twice a month or something yung nagpupul sa atin ng sobra-sobra. Kaya nagkakaroon ng total chaos. Tidal bulge, mga ganon.
Feeling ko, palitan ko yung perspective ng question. Punta ko dun sa, for example, if I am the planet and there are other bodies that are orbiting me, di ba, naturally may gravitational force towards that other body. So kapag naka-align yun lahat, feeling ko yun yung situation where sobrang focused ko sa isang goal.
Oh,
as if,
okay.
I know where my center is, I know where I'm going, and I know that that's my goal. And it's fine, kasi dun din ako papunta. Yun yung position kapag naka-align lahat ng gravitational forces. So lahat ng tide ko nandun lang. And okay lang ako dun.
So, yung nai-interpret mo yung tides mo in this sense as your focus and, I don't know, your investments.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Pero knowing me, feeling ko kilala nyo na naman ako, marami akong iba't ibang passions in life. Marami akong gustong gawin. So, kapag hindi nag-a-align yun, kapag maraming iba't ibang forces around me, nawawala yung focus, nawawala yung center. So,
kaya minsan nagmamadali nga.
So, nalilito ako kung alin yung uunahin, alin yung iiwanan ko, alin yung pwede kong kasabay dahil part naman siya dun ng general direction ng pull ng gravitational force na yun. So, may mga ganung moments ako sa life na hindi ko alam kung saan ako papunta. Pero may mga moments din na kapag nag-set ako ng goal, tamang-tama nag-align lahat ng mga other bodies in order to pull me towards that goal. Although, to be fair, hindi ko naman sinasabi na kapag maraming iba't ibang bodies na nakapalibot sa akin ay hindi ko na mararating yung goal ko. Kasi nga, for example, kung ginamit natin analogy ng tides, the sun, the moon, ang sun, sobrang laki ng mass niya. So, no matter how many bodies are pulling around you, you're still orbiting around the sun. At the heart of it all, nandun pa rin yung heart, nandun pa rin yung core. Yeah. Medyo na-distract lang ako ng konti.
Kumbaga, ikaw yung medyo nag-Pluto ka ng konti. Craggy orbit.
Yeah. Medyo dumaan si Jupiter.
Ikaw katropan Gian, so in this sense siguro it's fitting to ask what does the tides what do the tides represent in your life? Katulad ba nung katropang Carl na focus and investment and passion? What does the water represent in, or the high tide, low tide represent in your life right now?
This is a difficult question.
I am pressuring you, Katropa.
Not answer niya! Kaya mo to, Katropa Gian.
Very pressuring. Siguro, medyo like what Katropang Carl has said. Though, balik natin dun sa unang, or the original question, yung sinabi mong,
what does,
or yung constant mo versus your,
occasional
ones. Mm-hmm. I guess yung constant one ay, me being me and my principles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My principles would
be, the principles make your tides mm-hmm. bulge.
Yes. That is your son.
Yeah, that is your
son. Yes, that is my son. And then, what would be my occasional
moon?
Me or changes in my constants. Those would be the external factors that affect me.
Oh, yeah.
That affect my principles. Because, mm-hmm. for example, there are instances wherein there are situations wherein it's not simply black and white.
Yeah.
So you'd have to make a complex analysis of what's supposed to be within your principles. Or sometimes, because it's very difficult to do what's your principle, you would not do your principles mm-hmm. at times. Kasi it's the more convenient one, it's the more easy one, it's the easier one. So you'd tend to do that. But the sun or my constant will always remind me that I should always focus on my principles, strive hard to maintain the principles that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Pero may mga times naman na yung principles ko ay maaring may pagkakamali din.
So you allow the tides?
Yes, so I allow the tides to change those principles mm-hmm. and tailor fit them to a goal na I think is the better one, an improved one. Yun.
Para improve moral grounding.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Naisip ko naman, kind of related to that. So both sa question, answers niyo mga katropa. Ako naman kasi naisip ko, I think, I have this one faith or one goal na yun yung sun mo talaga. It makes your, ito yung constant, attraction mo to go around and just pursue or hindi, just keep on going around. Alam mo yun, just keep on going. Yun yung, di ba? That's the sun. So, I think that's my faith. And
keep moving forward. Oo,
and I think the moon represents so many other things. It may be struggles.
Yes.
It may be miracles.
Yeah.
It may be good things and bad things as well. And mm-hmm. when the, when all the gravitational forces align, sobrang, it's either, I feel like I'm on fire for good, and I feel like I'm on fire and I'm burning to death. Uh-oh. Pero yun nga, naniniwala naman ako na ang changing tides nga eh. It's actually a metaphor of how we humans live, right? Our lives flows and ebbs and rises like the tide. Diba? Merong mga times na parang, ooh, okay. Baka high tide yung okay para sa'yo or baka low tide yung okay para sa'yo. So, it's a matter of perspective then.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys for that wonderful answer sa aking mahirap na question na madaming scientific context. Punta naman tayo. Siguro yung next question ko naman ay, what do we do when the tide shifts suddenly and the storm surge happens? Kasi diba, we, in some sense, the high tides and the low tides, it can be predicted.
Yeah, yes. Right? Diba, nakalatag na yan for a year.
I mean, pwede namang hindi siya accurate kasi ang tides naman ay hindi siya solely sa gravitational pull. Meron pa yung mm-hmm. konsepto ng
storms
and we also have yung konsepto ng contours ng bay or ng shore. It affects the tides as well.
Yes.
And yung mismong gravitational forces that happens within the Earth's crust, it also affects the ocean currents. So
I love how we're learning about this science.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for that compliment. Siguro yung next question ko nga ay, what do we do? Kasi, di ba, yung storm surge kasi, parang it's only a matter of hours, di ba, before a message comes to us. And eh, kasi kung may lunar calendar ka, katulad nung kalendary natin sa kabilang booth, merong phases of the moon, makikita mo doon kung kailan yung low tide, high tide, with specific time. Mm-hmm. But for storm surge or tsunamis or something, it's a very critical
sobrang
period.
Quality ng window mo to adjust.
Yes, so how do you adjust to those kinds of changes? Itong mga abrupt but critical changes. Yan po ang ating babalikan sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ako tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Pagyamanin ang kaalaman tungkol sa iyong kalusugan at maging handa laban sa anumang karamdaman dahil ang kalusugan mo ay mahalaga. Your Health Matters. Tuwing Martes, alas 4 hanggang alas 5 ng hapon, Health Matters. Dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Sinisinta kita.
Iniibig kita.
Iniirog kita.
Inanais kita.
Mahal kita.
Ang daming paraan para masabi na mahal mo ang isang tao gamit ang ating sariling wika. Ba't di na lang ito ang gamitin mo? Ugaliing gamitin ang mga salitang tunay na atin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Isang araw, di pa uwi na nga ako. Pagkabukas ko ng pinto, wala na akong ibang nakita. Hindi ang mga kamay niya na tumatama sa mukha ko. Wala na akong ibang naririnig, kundi ang iyak ng mga anak ko. Wala na akong ibang hinihiling, kundi matapos na ang lahat ng to.
Itigil ang pang-aabuso sa mga kababaihan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tropang Radyo!
Yo, it's 7:32 in the evening. Tayo nagbabalik sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Carl.
Ako si Katropang Gian.
Ako si Katropang Janine, and we are still talking about
waves.
No.
Changing tides. There you go. Ayan, so let's read muna a few tweets here from Katropang Rain.
Wow.
Hello, Katropang Rain. Good evening.
I'm not sure if she's listening on air, but she is answering our questions online. So, ayun. Pakibasa Katropang Carl?
So, nag-reply siya dun sa sinabi ni Katropang Gia na my constant will always remind me that I should always focus on my principles. Sabi niya, principles and goals, yes!
Tapos meron pa siyang follow-up. Oh no, another tweet kay Katropang Rain din galing on the question. Ano yung gumagawa ng gravitational pull sa mga tides nyo? Sabi niya.
Heartaches.
Oh no.
Aww. Why heartaches? Sagutin mo na lang Katropang Rain if you want to sa Twitter.
Sige, paki-type na lang Katropang. Sabi mo, tanong ni Katropang. And before that, si Katropang Joyce muna. Sabi niya.
Hi Joyce, hey Ruth.
Yeah. Ano yung gumagawa ng on the same question, ano yung gumagawa ng gravitational pull sa mga tides? Sabi niya, opportunity siguro, also trial. So, kind of similar to what I said a while ago na yung circumstances talaga, ano nangyayari? Pwede namang maganda or pangit yun, diba? So, there you go. And speaking of trials, what if bigla na lang magkaroon ng storm surge? So, how do we deal with the storm surge na nangyari sa buhay natin? Parang bigla na lang shift yung tides ng and it's a critical period, 'di ba? So how do we deal with those kinds of changes? Yung bigla na lang and it's very critical, it's time-bound, and you have hi, katropang Hana.
Ang hilig man ako din ni katropang Hana.
What do you think, katropang Gian?
Well, it's really difficult kasi you're met in a situation wherein...
How do we mitigate those things?
Yeah, we're met in a situation wherein it's completely different from your normal, regular work and habit. How do you do it? We don't know. But I guess it's the resiliency in people's hearts and the knowledge that they have regarding certain things. The faith that they have in a higher being, purpose. The love that they have for themselves and for their families and friends, their loved ones, it makes them continue, strive, and rise up from the storm surges that happen instantly or as quick as one.
So, yung word per word talaga. Tinatry.
Ayun,
one snap of a finger.
Oh, yeah.
Katropang Carl.
Ako parang nandun ako sa perspective na yung mga bagay na to, most of them you can predict. Storm surges, you can predict. Storms, you can predict. Kahit na napaka-short nung time window from predicting and it actually happening, you can predict them. So, there are ways that you can prepare. Pero, pagbalik naman dun sa, pero sharing katropang Gian's insight, na parang hindi naman din lahat ng bagay, lahat ng factors na yun, mapipredict mo. So, may certain sense of unpredictability din yung mga surges. May certain sense of unpredictability yung effect na makukuha natin dito. So, I guess, kung sa akin, I would prepare for things that I can prepare for and then adjust for things that I can't prepare for. So, yung, for example, yung aftermath nung situation, you can always calm yourself and then parang look at the situation from a different perspective. Parang wag ka magpanic, kaya mo yan. You've prepared for a lot, for most of this. Now, you can adjust for the things that you haven't prepared for.
Okay. Naisip ko din kasi, we can't really tell, diba?
Mm.
Parang pag, unless you're in that kind of situation na it's a critical decision that you have to make, or I don't know, you it's a make or break decision.
Yes.
Diba? But, I think that it's impossible to not perceive something before making a decision. Nagets nyo ba? Kasi parang, for example, why, bakit ba nagkakaroon ng storm surge? Kasi may storm. Kumbaga, kailangan mo din maging aware sa nararamdaman mo and sa paligid mo kung ano ba yung mga nangyayari or ano ba yung behavior mo in the past, let's say in the past few weeks, or ano yung behavior ng tao na to sa'yo for the past few weeks.
Yeah.
So I think, in some way, you already know subconsciously. Pero, dahil when we love something or we really like something, we get to be really stubborn on those kinds of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Di ba parang, bakit nagkakaroon ng mataas na casualty?
Nagkakaroon ka ng tunnel vision.
Yeah, bakit nagkakaroon ng casualty, di ba, pag may mga storm surge? Una sa lahat, messaging or yung konsepto ng information.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Pero pangalawa dun, stubbornness din eh. Parang, no, I shall not be moved here. And sometimes it takes a certain kind of humility to acknowledge na I have to get out of this situation and not stay here and wait for the storm. And you know what? I can do this. I can conquer the storm. Pero actually, sometimes we really have to acknowledge that we are weaker in this sense. And something's bigger than us, so we have to move away from those kinds of situations. Pero not everything, ah. I mean, para namang weird yun na para di ko to kaya.
I think that you're not really weaker in the sense na pag tinanggap mo yung mga bagay na hindi mo kayang gawin, I think you're actually stronger for that, rather yeah. than weaker. Parang there are things that are inevitable. Parang yung pinag-usapan natin kanina during the break. Parang
yes.
the tides will eventually go away because the moon is moving away from us.
Yes.
So,
30 centimeters?
Ish every year.
So no. Trivia! Trivia!
Si, ba, diba namin natin natututunan dito?
yeah.
Parang may inevitability na titigil yung change. Pero,
to bring about another change.
Yes, exactly. To bring about a different kind of change.
Yeah.
Parang, yes, nakakapag-plan ka to a certain extent na ito yung mga changes na mangyayari na periodically. Pero eventually, may pagbabago rin mangyayari sa change itself.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So parang, we have to accept that inevitability na magugulat tayo minsan. And we're not weaker people for that. We're actually stronger people yeah. for accepting those inevitabilities.
Diba? When you kneel, that's how sometimes you're elevated when you kneel.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, when you acknowledge your weakness. And I think better pa kung nalaman mo na yung weakness mo and you equip yourself better the next time. Right? Yon. So, meron reply si katropang Rain. Ano to?
So,
sa Twitter.
Yes.
May thread kayo yung dalawa dito. Naya.
May sariling thread si yeah. katropang GN at katropang Rain. Oo.
Kasi, di ba, tinanong natin kanina si Katropang Rain. Kasi sabi mm-hmm. niya, ano daw, yung sagot niya dun sa question natin na, ano yung gumagawa ng gravitational pull sa mga tides siya? Sabi niya, heartaches daw.
Mm-hmm. So, tinanong natin siya, bakit naman heartaches?
So, broken niya, heart.
When you're sad kasi dun sa mga mas nakakaisip, eh, like, yung moment na yun, yung nagiging stepping stone ko to becoming great again. O, di ba? When you realize that, you become stronger.
Uh-oh. Parang, this too shall pass. And when you're at your lowest point, I think there's no other way but you pick yourself up.
Yeah.
And that's it. And
we're gonna get there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Sabi nga na, there are many roads to Rome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pwede din namang mag-airplane kasi malayo. You know, if you're gonna do it by foot, I think it's gonna take you like years to go there. Anyway, punta naman tayo dun sa konsepto ng thank you for your wonderful answers, mga katropa. And punta naman tayo sa another phenomenon na nangyayari sa mga tides, pero tinatawag na tidal bore.
Ooh. Spell bore.
As in bore, as in boring. But actually, in Old English or Norse English ata, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, mga katropa, ibig sabihin nun ay swell. So, tidal swell siya. Pero, mas naging,
bore.
Yun, mas naging, yung official term ay tidal bore. Nice. Basically, a tidal bore happens, it's a tidal phenomenon, as I've mentioned before, in which the incoming tide forms a wave that is against the current. So, kunwari, kung papunta sa'yo yung current, ikaw yung bait, tapos papunta sa'yo yung current, itong tidal bore na to,
pabalik.
Hindi, pa-side siya.
Ah, okay.
And it's a phenomenon eh. So, and, dahil siguro mayroong narrow bay or dahil, pero basically, again siya sa direction ng usual current.
Hindi siya necessarily pabalik. So it comes from
different sides, directions. Yes.
Para siyang reflection ng water against the bay.
Oo, pwede kasi siguro may rock dito tapos merong incoming current dahil bumabangga siya doon, nagkakaroon ng waves from the side even if the yung ocean currents ay papunta naman talaga sa shore.
The opposite right? direction.
Yes. Yeah. Or against it, 'yun. So basically against the current. So yung sa ating pabalik na lang siguro, yung two questions ko ay, kailan tayo nagiging tidal bore? Or kailan nag-a-apply? Or kailan nagiging permissible or allowable yung mga tidal bores sa buhay natin? Yung pagiging against the current or the usual current.
Yes.
And what are the dangers of going against the current? Yon. So yan ang ating pag-uusapan sa kabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yo! Halika na makinig sa tayo na makinig sa
love sports? Makinig na sa Love Ko Ang Sports, hatid ng UP College of Human Kinetics tuwing Martes, alas 5 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Traffic? Uy, pero makakadaan pa ako.
Mas onti ang usok, mas masaya ang biyahe. Ang bilis na ng biyahe, nakakapag-exercise pa ako.
Kung malapit lang ang pupuntahan, pagbibisikleta ay subukan. Mabuti na sa kalusugan, makakatulong ka pa sa kalikasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Tropang Radyo!
Yo, mga katropa, it's 7:45. Huling hiritan na po ng matubig na episode dito sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Janine.
Ako si Katropang Carl.
At ako si Katropang Gian.
And we are still on our Time for Change week. And tonight, we are talking about changing tides.
Yeah.
So marami na tayong natutunan ng mga scientific terms like nip tides and spring tides.
At dahil kanina na pag-usapan natin changing change.
Yun. So meron tayong tatawag na bore. At hindi ibig sabihin boring or nabobore ka na, mm-hmm. but the tidal bore.
Yeah.
Yun. So ibig sabihin nun, merong incoming tide or currents na against sa usual current. So pwedeng perpendicular dun sa...
Or any
coming from the side or whatever. Basta hindi siya yung usual current na nangyayari. Bigla na lang dadating tong mga tidal bores. Ayan. Or tidal swells. So, yung naiwan na question kanina, kailan ba permissible na maging tidal bore or i-allow yung mga tidal bore sa buhay natin? And what are the dangers of going against the current? Or what are the dangers of being a tidal bore? Ayan. So, Katropang Carl, what do you think?
Wait.
Sige, Katropa Gian.
You wanna go first?
Sige, sige magbata-topic
mo. Ano yan? To me, it's simple. It's permissible to be a tidal bore when what you're fighting for is the truth and it's what's good. So if it's any of those two, it's proper for you to...
It's okay.
Yeah. To be a tidal bore, but it does not come with a light price. It comes with a very heavy price. Sometimes it costs you your life.
Oh,
diba?
Yeah.
Because you fight for what is the truth. Some people get tortured because they tell the truth, because they want the good. Some people...
That's the extreme of it.
Yeah,
right?
Extreme.
Death some, or something.
Death. Some people lose their friends because they tell the truth. They tell them not to do this and that because they believe it's not the good thing to do. So, it does not come with a light price. It always comes with a heavy price. And sometimes, people get ridiculed as well.
Okay.
If you fight for the truth. Because people might want to believe the popular belief, those that are... convenient at that time. So we can see it right now na some things are very popular but they are not necessarily what is good. And if you speak your mind against the popular belief, you might get cyberbullied, etc.
Basta there is backlash.
Yes.
Ikaw katropang Carl, what do you think?
Ako feeling ko it's okay. Parang sometimes crazy people are right.
Like, oh, yeah.
So, people who say crazy things, sometimes they're right. And when they're right, they're really, really, really right.
It's a slap in the face, right?
Exactly. So, for me...
Who are they?
People who go against the current thinking...
Go against the grain of the world, right?
So. People who are going against the current thinking or the popular thinking, I usually listen to them more than the people who are just echoing the popular opinion. Kasi... Sa kanila ako nakakuha ng insight eh. Sa kanila ako nakaka-build ng arguments ko whether I am for the popular opinion or against the popular opinion.
Oh yeah.
Kasi I mean when they turn out to be wrong, wala rin masyado kasing harm kasi wala naman din nakikinig sa kanila in the first place. 'Di ba? But No, I mean
but
not
I
a lot
get
of,
what diba? You mean.
Not a lot of people listen to crazy people.
Quote unquote.
Pero when they're right, kasi they're really right, eh. Yeah. So you have to be open to changing currents. Parang ikaw yung flow mo papunta lang doon diretso, tapos biglang may sumapak sa'yo, may tumulak sa'yo to the other side.
That's a good metaphor.
Buti na lang na tinulak mo kung masasagasaan na pala ako ng truck or whatever, oh, diba? Yeah. So, I admire people who go against the current. I would like to think na ako medyo against the current din yung thinking ko. Mm-hmm. Pero, parang hindi pa masyado. Parang getting there, crazy but not that crazy yet.
I think yung gusto sabihin ni Katropang Carl ay yung mga tao na nag-stand up for their
innovative
fresh ideas,
new ideas
that are not conventional, I think. And importante lang yung second part na sinabi mo, I think, Katropang Carl, yung konsepto ng hindi naman necessarily tama lahat ng tao nag-go against the current, but it's a measure for you to know the two sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, and you have to be open to those different opinions. Parang, like, recently nga, nanonood ako ng series on Einstein's life, diba?
Yeah.
Tapos parang,
on that video?
Parang andaming niya palang thoughts na at the time were considered, like, very radical and very creative and not physics.
Which we
now consider as hard scientific fact. Diba?
Yeah.
Verifiable. So, ganun lang, yung thinking ko is to accept people who are different.
Yeah. And, dahil very individualistic din tayo mag-isip ngayon. Yung konsepto ng, I'm an individual, I have the right to speak my mind,
yeah, exactly.
I have the right to be different.
This is my opinion, your opinion does not matter. Parang ganun.
Yeah, medyo ganun. So parang imbis na we harness differences and accept them, or not really accept, but welcome them and think about it, we tend to, parang imbis na lumaki yung mundo natin dahil we acknowledge the differences of each other, lumiliit eh, kasi parang yung konsepto ng, hindi, yun nga, yung kung paano mo minwestra kanina. Hindi, opinion ko to, so doon ka na.
Parang
don't cross
taong,
the
parang yung mga taong tuwang-tuwang marinig yung sarili nilang boses. Tapos parang yung boses na lang nila yung naririnig nila, wala na silang boses na ibang tao na naririnig.
Oo, parang it
mas masaya yun pag marami nag-away.
No!
Metaphorically,
what we're trying to say here, mga katropa, is meron naman perfect balance of getting your voice heard and allowing yourself to listen as well and shut up and not speak. Alam mo yun? Meron kasi, katulad nga nung sinabi natin kanina, may tamang flow, may ebbing and rising na nangyayari sa mga buhay natin. So, kung ito yung panahon na
kailangan mo mag-shut up.
Oo, shut up ka na lang.
Yun talaga yun. Pero in fairness, shutting up is a skill.
Yes! Yes!
Learning, diba?
And listening is another skill as well. So, pwede naman kasing you shut up but you don't listen. Mm-mm. So, we have to work on those skills to have a good human relationship,
interpersonal.
Right? Interpersonal relationship. Nakakatawa, interhuman. It sounds very intergalactic. Parang ganun. Anyway, siguro, short and sweet question na lang and very light na iiwan ko sa inyo, mga katropa. Mamimili kayo to be the current or to be the shore or the bay? To be the water or the land or the shore?
Ako dahil gusto ko ng iba't ibang voices in my head. Not crazy.
No, not that. We don't like.
Hopefully not.
Uh-huh.
I pray not.
Gusto ko maging shore.
Okay.
Maraming iba't ibang perspectives, maraming iba't ibang truths, maraming iba't ibang discourses na natatanggap.
Mm-hmm. Katropan, Gian?
I don't know. It's very difficult. Though, I'd rather be the ocean, the water, the tide, kasi I'd be able to medyo like what Katropang Carl said, iba lang yung perspective nung pagtingin ko kasi sa tingin ko yung water yung siyang tumatanggap ng iba-ibang mga bagay. Pero nahihirapan kasi akong i-accept yung mga multiple truths. Mas dun ako sa traditional understanding of what is
I do get truth. What you mean, Katropang.
Yeah.
Gian.
Oo. Siguro, in our parlance, siguro, in this kind of postmodern world, that would be the basic universal truth. Or, yeah, concept.
For some people.
Yeah.
Naisip ko naman, ang hirap, no? Kasi the water can eat away the shore. But the shore accepts the water every single time. So parang, what should I choose?
Just be the person standing on the shore.
Pwede naman. I think I'd like to be the shore. Parang, I don't know, alam mo yon yung konsepto ng tubig ko saan sana yung dumaan. But still, it finds a shore. So, para I remember a poem me and my friend really like. Meron dong line na, I wish the world were through with you. And parang ganun ko nakita, pag shore ka pala, tapos may paparating na tubig. I wish the, even though the world is through with you, you can stay here in my shore. I will welcome you.
Yeah.
Parang ganun. And I think yun din yung importanteng mindset natin sa konsepto ng changing tides. Alam mo yun, it's inevitable yung change. It's very cliche, but it's actually one of those truths na hindi natin pwedeng sabing may multiple truths tayo dun sa pagbabago. Kasi dumadating talaga yung pagbabago sa kahit anong panahon. And it's really a matter of perspective. Kung i-reject mo, you fight against the inevitable or you accept and change with the change as well. So it's really up to you, mga katropa, kung paano kayo mag-re-react dun sa mga shifting tides and high tides, low tide, whatever tides man yan, good tidings or bad tidings. Exactly. Nakonek ko talaga yung tidings. Anyway, yun lang naman, mga katropa. And of course, wag niyo kakalimutan, it's still the time for change week. So tomorrow, I think, shifting gears naman yung ano, yung, yeah, yung episode. Parang natuwa si katropa. Okay, di ko yung
nagsunod. Saan galing yun?
But I accept the change.
Parang naharas ako. Joke lang. Joke
na-offend
lang.
Ka. Hindi ka natuwa. Ayan, so, mayroon pa tayo ibang mga katropang makakasama in the next few days and the next few nights, mga katropa. Of course, Tropang Radio ay for Monday to Friday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And of course, DZUP is for Monday to Friday as well, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Yes! Kung sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Sa Tropang Radio, kasali ka na.
Katropa ka pa!
Bye-bye!
Good night. Happy Monday!
Happy Monday!
Thank you kay Katropang Rain and Katropang Joyce.
Katropang Joyce, thank you. Bye-bye!